Hello all. It is pretty late here. It's like 4 in the morning. But I don't know why. I was tossing and turning in bed trying to fall asleep, and I just could not stop thinking about being eaten out. Which is very weird for me because I don't usually enjoy being eaten out. I prefer to, I guess I prefer to give, whether it's man or woman. But, yeah, just, I was just lying there staring at the ceiling and, A lot of thoughts running through my head, and I think I decided I wanted to talk about those while fingering myself. So also, it's a weird mic setup right now, so I apologize for any weird background noise or static. I don't know. But I wanted to try and get the mic closer to my pussy, so hopefully you'll be able to hear the wet sounds. Can you hear that? That's just me rubbing my middle finger between my lips. I'm not super wet yet, despite all my fantasizing, but the more I touch, the wetter I am getting. It's true, I've never really enjoyed being eaten out before, but I can't stop thinking about someone waking me up with their tongue. I'm really into sleepy sex, and the idea of the idea of having nice dreams and then just kind of slowly feeling myself wake up to just little tingles of of pleasure from someone licking me. I've still barely put a finger actually inside myself. Just teasing myself with my finger. I remember, because even though I don't like being eaten out, I recognize that people have a kink, you know, for eating someone out. So, when there was one time when a guy was going down on me, and he it kind of licked, like, right here. he licked right, kind of just below my clit, between my lips, and he said that I had a spot right there that tasted like candy. So that was flattering to hear. And he would not stop licking that spot. And it did feel good. Fucking myself with my finger now. I really wish that my finger was someone's tongue. I want to grab someone's face and just press their face into me. And just feel their tongue inside me. Right now I'm shaved clean. I prefer to keep myself just really, I mean, pretty much as smooth as possible. So that, because, you know, I don't know, the feeling of hair in your mouth, it's not a great feeling, at least in my opinion. I personally prefer my partner's trimmed. I mean, trimmed or shaven. I won't complain, of course, if it's natural, but just, I don't know, I guess it's a texture thing. The feeling of hair in my mouth is just blah. But other than that, I do love giving head. I mean, it's so much fun. I got told recently that, like, after I gave a guy a blowjob, he kind of looked at me and he was like, "You know you could be a porn star." So that was needlessly flattering, but I do get told quite a bit that I give damn good blowjobs, so, and I haven't been with many girls, but there was one girl in particular who, I mean, I could get her to come so fast. And it was just, I don't know, it was just so easy, and she would just moan so much for me. And I used to put a finger inside of her and just kind of rotate it around and around. Like this. And then I would just place my tongue on her clit, and I would never move my tongue. I would move my entire head. I would move my jaw, and I would just lick her, steady pressure, just and it fucking hurt my jaw like hell. but man, it drove her crazy. And fuck, just talking about this is getting me even wetter. And when she would get close, she would start bucking her hips, and I would just grab her ass and hold her close to my face. And then when she came, and her back would just kind of rise off the bed, and she'd make this kind of high-pitched whine, and it would just cut off. And then I'd keep licking her until the little aftershocks faded away, and then I'd just crawl up her body and give her kisses all over. And even though we're not together anymore, we are still friends. And one day, I don't know where she was, we were at a party and she was very drunk, and she turned to me and she said, "You know that you're the best sex I've ever had." And I was like, "Aw." And it was very sweet of her. I don't even know if she remembers saying that, but so far I've only put one finger inside myself, but I'm gonna add another. I think me being so, I don't know, exhausted, I've had a long day, I think it contributes to this kind of lightheadedness, and it just really helps me zone out and focus on the pleasure. Prefer giving head to guys, if only because, I don't know, there's something about a guy moaning when you take all of him in your throat. Usually when I want to give a guy a blowjob, I start out slow and I just lick the underside of his cock up and down, up and down, and press my tongue against the vein. And then just kind of flick the area right between the tip and the shaft on the underside. What's the name for that? The frenulum? Is that what it's called? Fuck, I'm getting shivers. Tongue there for a bit and kiss her on the head and lick just a little, because I've been told that that's a sensitive spot. And then I lower my lips onto the tip and I swirl my tongue slow. And I always get this just initial little sound. It's not quite words, but it's not fully a moan. It's just this little hiccup. And then I start lowering down onto the head, bringing just an inch into my mouth at a time, and then going back up and sinking back down just a little more. And going back up. And sinking down again. And when I'm more towards the top, when I only have maybe 2 inches in my mouth, I'm just slowly swirling my tongue the whole time. Just wide circles. And then as I take more and more in my mouth and my tongue starts to be pinned down by his cock, by your I just press my tongue against the underside as I go up and down, and then I going up and down for a good long while, and I can just feel the muscles and the legs tensing up. And that's my favorite position, is to sit between a guy's legs on the bed so that I can run my hand along the muscles and just feel goosebumps and the twitches. Fuck. And then I slow down a bit, and then kind of when I least expect it, I just keep going down. and I feel it hit the back of my throat. And then I just kind of relax and let all of him go into my mouth and press into my throat. And that that gets me some good sounds. Moaning really loud at that. That'll usually give me a couple of fucks too. And I just kinda twitch my tongue around at the very base of his cock. Fuck. And then I hold it there. And I encourage him. I bring his hands up to the back of my head and let him grab my hair and just kind of start fucking my throat slow. And I can feel my spit drooling onto him. And I just feel so full. Fuck. And I just feel him twitch and shiver. And sometimes I can feel him. I can feel him spurt the, just that little bit of pre-cum. And then I go up a little and he's just in my mouth. And I can swirl my tongue again and I just suck. And I taste him. I say that I love the way you taste. God. Fuck. And then I go back down. I let you grab the back of my neck and I let you grab my hair. I let you fuck me hard. I let you bruise the back of my throat. God. And when he tells me that he's gonna come, I don't stop. God. I just keep going, and then I feel him just kind of tense, and I feel his hips rise, and I jam him down my throat, and he makes this noise, this just guttural sound, and I feel him twitch. And I feel him come down the back of my throat, and I swallow it all. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. I know that my I know that my other two ramble flaps were pretty awkward, but I think that me being so tired helped me kind of get out of my own head and just focus on the pleasure. I don't know if I'll post this the same night that I recorded it. I might just end up falling asleep. But either way, I hope that you all have a lovely morning, noon, or night. And I'll talk to you soon, I guess. Bye.